The next major retreat we're offering, we titled it The Mystery of Evil and How It Is Overcome. And because we are in a time when apparent evil is dominant both within and without, it is very important to have an understanding of what is meant by that term. And what within us corresponds to a level of our being that is anti-self, that is self-attacking and self-defeating, and that does not allow the breakthrough into the infinite nature of our being, but keeps us hemmed in a very small, petty state of egocentricity. And so the overcoming of evil requires a paradigm shift that is realized as literally a different way of seeing reality. And the next retreat will be about how that way of seeing the real is actually much more clear and simple and resolves all of the inner conflicts and makes one recognize that the external conflicts are also within the jurisdiction of that God consciousness that is overcoming evil. And that we are not in danger of being defeated by the dark side. But to overcome what will seem like a very precarious situation, personally as well as collectively, the opening of our consciousness to that higher reality is of extreme usefulness at this moment. So that's the reason why I think that retreat will be one of the most important shifts of the trajectory of the consciousness of those who participate. Because the overcoming of that duality of good and evil, which in the Bible was the beginning of the fall, right? Eating of that tree is what will lead us back to the tree of life and back to a world of love.